You can't live in public housing in New York City if you've been convicted of certain felonies. Some can't even visit. But today, WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports the city is making it easier for people with criminal records to visit family in public housing.
When Jose from East Harlem was in prison, first at Sing Sing, then Elmira, then Auburn, his mom was the only one who visited him, always unannounced.
And I used to make sure that my morning showers were done at 6 in the morning, you know, and my clothes were ironed. And even if she didn't show up, I wasn't disappointed, you know, because I have many photos to show that, hey, I've been on a dance floor.
That's what the dance floor. That's what inmates call the visitor room. And on the dance floor, Jose and his mom, Maria, sing.
You know that song?
No. Keep going. Maybe.
Con el tumbao,
Maria visited her son every other week for 6 years.
Las manos siempre, y yo iba siempre a verlo todo invierno,
on the bus, 8 to 9 hours each way.
You know, by herself. And she's 72 right now.
Jose is out now, and he thanks her.
Te quiero dar las gracias por los tiempos esos, ¿te entiendes?
Happy, good que he got, está fuera ahora.
Maria is not in good health. She forgets to take her medicine. She can't shower on her own. Jose wants to take care of her.
I think it's my turn, you know, for all the years that she put in for me, I think it's my turn to give back to her.
But Jose has a felony on his record. He got in a fight with a guy at a bar who had a knife, and Jose got a hold of it and used it.
I fought for my life, and you know what I mean? But hey, we're here now. He's still alive, and I thank God for that every single day of my life.
People with certain felonies can't live in public housing. About 5,000 people in New York City aren't allowed to even visit family members who live in public housing. The policy is called permanent exclusion, and it started in the 1970s. And Dan Hafitz, a lawyer for the New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA, says they check. Investigators conduct random inspections of apartments.
They knock on the door, they enter the apartment, and they look for the person who is excluded.
But Jose was the first person that NYCHA allowed to not only visit his mom, but to live with her right when he got out of prison. It's under a program called Family Reentry.
If NYCHA didn't accept me back into the PJs, I don't know what I would have done with myself, because, you know, I would have never tried to violate my mom's residency by coming to try to assist her, you know.
And it feels good to, you know, reunite him with his family, and he's not living in a shelter or with another family member that's creating overcrowding. Like, that's good.
Sarah Figueroa helps decide who gets accepted.
In order to qualify for the program, you have to have had at least a felony and serve time in prison or jail.
They're allowed to live in public housing again on a trial basis for 2 years, and they have to complete a 6-month program for job training or rehab or education, whatever they need. In the past 4 years, 91 men and 10 women with felonies have moved back in with their families.
They're being fathers again or mothers again, working, supporting their families.
Two participants are back in prison, and there are concerns. In a report last month, the New York City Department of Investigation said the Housing Authority isn't doing enough to evict people who've been convicted of crimes, or enough to evict tenants who are, quote, sheltering dangerous criminal offenders. But the Housing Authority says its Family Reentry Program, the one that allows people with felonies to live in public housing, has had strong results. And it led them to reassess their permanent exclusion policy to make it easier for people with felonies to be able to visit their families again, says lawyer Dan Hafitz.
Safety is our top concern. So when we're talking about allowing exclusion to be lifted, it's for someone who we have strong evidence that they are no longer a risk.
Last year, about 80 excluded people applied to be able to visit public housing apartments, and about half got approved. The Housing Authority says many more people should be applying. Starting today, they're spreading the word and releasing the criteria they're looking for so that people with criminal records can officially visit family again. Being able to live in public housing, that's another process. Sarah Gonzalez, WNYC News.